Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's get into some music.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
from yesterday. I was weak. My memories stay. It's like he's still beside. My Lord, my Savior, my friend. I can still remember the sound of his voice. All those years I walked with him from Galilee down to Jerusalem. Up and down the road, during the spring, summer, winter, and fall. So many years have gone since then. My eyes have seen me. Oh.
hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. So let's get into the message. Do we know him? One of the most scandalous truths of the gospel is that our Creator longs to be encountered by his creation. God longs to meet with us. His greatest desire is a relationship with us. I can't fathom why God, in all his holiness and goodness, makes himself available to us, but it is the powerful truth of Scripture. God is pursuing each of us with his relentless love, seeking out those who might respond to his open invitation by opening the door of their hearts to him. My prayer is that in response to God's desire to meet with his people, we would be those who say yes to centering our lives around his nearness. May your week be marked with reality of God's presence and love. Of all that God longs to reveal to us as children, his most desires that we would simply come to know him. Of all the great mysteries, truths, plans, and longings of his heart, he most desires that we would find all of our satisfaction, joy, and purpose in a relationship. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 through 24, describes a profound desire in the heart of God. Scripture says, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in those things I delight, declares the Lord." What greater knowledge is there than that of God? What greater pursuit exists in knowing the heart of our Creator, the God who would lay down his life to make himself available to us? You and I can know God in deeper, more transformative ways than we can know anyone else. Through the blood of Christ, God has made himself more available and nearer to us than we have yet to discover. In Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, is a powerful and incredible command of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father says to us, "Be still and know that I am God." In a world wrought with the hectic chaos of task after task, God says to us, "Be still and simply know me." In a world founded on the principles of earn and receive, God has an open invitation before us to know him apart from any merit of our own. We can know God simply because he desires to be known. We can know God simply because he loves us right now as we are. More than God desires any work of our hands or any gifting he could place within us, he wants us to know him. So often we get caught up in the works of the kingdom and forget that our chief purpose in life is simply to be enjoyed by the God and to enjoy him in return. But life is meant to be about relationship above all else. It's meant to be about continually encountering the heart of our Heavenly Father that we may so often live without. Out of all that we know, may we know God himself the best. Out of all the knowledge and wisdom we can gain from Scripture, may our highest pursuits be a true, intimate knowledge of its author. Out of all the earth-shattering works set before us, may we know the God whom we serve. And at the end of our days, may our lives have been deeply marked by a true, passionate, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. So meditate on the availability of knowing God. Allow Scripture to stir up your desire to know God above all else. In John chapter 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." What pursuits are higher in your life than knowing your Heavenly Father? What is a higher priority to you than simply having a relationship with God? Take an honest look at your heart, time, actions, and perspectives. And ask the Lord to help you to be simply enjoyed by him and enjoy him. Ask him to help you cast aside all the pursuits that aren't in line with cheap pursuits. Make space and time to be still and know that he is God. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Re-entering the lives around our relationship with God is a process in which God has total patience and grace. He knows that you will only center your life around that which you chiefly enjoy. He knows it takes time for him to become your chief joy. But this is most definitely the highest and most important process you can pursue. When it becomes your chief joy, all other aspects of life find the proper place. When it becomes your chief joy, your emotions will no longer be subject to the fickle, fleeting things of the world, but rather grounded in the unshakable, unchanging nature of your Heavenly Father. So may you offer your whole heart to God today that you might fully enjoy him. May his love and presence be the foundation of your life, and may you seek relationship with him above all else. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 46. It will bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, let's get into the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way's up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe something such as more worse as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling or overeating. Whatever the situation may be, you see, God longs to take it away from you. But in order to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you to the family of God. We would like to say, may he bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you did say this prayer and you would like to let us know, okay, so we can pray for you, you can call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live. Okay, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Well, Okay. I'm glad we got a lot of people listening tonight. It's wonderful. Okay. All right. Let's play some more music.
Thank you.
glad you, I hope you like those couple songs. All right, let's get into, probably right there, Kaza. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today you are walking among a whitened harvest. All around you are souls pressing into the kingdom. They are destitute. They are distracted. They are blind, halt, and misdirected. What others see as a problem and people to be avoided, I see a harvest ready for ingathering. You are my laborer. I didn't ask you to be something you are not. I just want who I am on the inside of you to be reproduced in others. Be willing, be bendable, send able and spendable. Don't be concerned about time or place. Just love the people. Be ready to take kingdom advantage of the opportunities. I will give you all day long to give witness to my presence and my glory in the room. Are you ready to make a difference, says God? Then take your eyes off yourself. Take your eyes off of man. Don't wait for me to send some powerful soul winner with a slip presentation. I never asked you to talk people into faith. What you talk people into, someone else will talk them out of. Just be the light that I have called you to be. Picture yourself sowing seed in some and reaping a harvest in others. I'm not rewarding you for success. I'm rewarding you for obedience. Be obedient to sow the seeds of myself into the lives of those around you. I will take responsibility for what happens next, says God. Amen. Hallelujah. And this word goes out to those who need it. And you know who you are. Amen. Well, yeah, okay, I bet you do. Okay, let's bring on the first caller, area code 419. 419, you're on the air.
Hey, this is His Majesty, Self-Suck King. I want to start off with and say I really like that last song.
Thank you.
I think you should make it regular.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a scholarly, godly question.
Okay.
So, masturbation with your hands is a sin, correct? Because idle hands are the devil's plaything. Correct?
Masturbation usually goes with lust, okay? Okay, which makes it a sin, okay? Because you're thinking of something to create that feeling.
What about auto fellatio? I mean, the saying is, idle hands. It doesn't say the idle mouth. I think auto fellatio is possibly the single highest, most godliest form of worship, because you're worshiping the temple that you were given with your temple, and not with your hands.
Well, I don't know about that. To tell you the truth, the Bible doesn't really talk about it. Okay, so I can't tell you, but I would think that it would still be wrong because you're self-serving yourself.
But you're using your temple to tell God thank you to your temple, using your temple. No lust involved. It's worship.
Okay. All righty.
I've asked several other pastors about this. I just wanted to get your godly opinion, Dr. Kenneth. Dr. Pastor.
Yeah, well, like I said, I really don't know. To tell you the truth, I would have to research that. Okay.
Oh, would you? Like, could you give me an answer on the next show?
Yeah, I can try to do some research on that and see.
Yeah, hit the books.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, thank you very much. That's all I had to say. All I had to ask you. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Go ahead and take another caller and put me on mute.
Okay, will do. So, Suck King, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Let's take another caller. 111.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Palventura from Imperial Beach, California, now residing in Terryville, Connecticut. How are you?
I'm fine and blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed myself. I want to say that I approve of the message, the aforementioned, that masturbators' lives matter as well. God will deal with them in his own way. He will forgive them, and he will teach them the way. I believe that. I, too, myself was heavily into the masturbation scene, and I moved away from it. I was never able to self-relate myself, but I did participate in several masturbation orgies, if you will. But that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Dr. Fishman.
Yeah.
I wanted to commend you on the message that you talked about earlier, because the way I imagine that, or the way I interpret that, I'm sorry, is that right now with the COVID-19, it relates to what times we're going through right now. So I applaud you on the message that you chose for today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, let's take some more callers here. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenneth. Stevie too, brother.
Oh, all right. How you doing, Don?
I'm all right, brother. I want to say that I thought the last song you played, the name of it, I think it was No Surrender. I think that's apropos, because I have, in fact, surrendered myself to the Lord. And I would like to put forth a prayer request, Kenny, if I could. I would like you to say a prayer for all your listeners that had to sit through that god-awful music that you played for like 50 minutes. Can you say a prayer for everybody, Kenny?
Well, I'm not going to say a prayer for because I play good music. So,
Kenny, that music is terrible. It's absolutely awful, Kenny. It's some of the worst music I've ever heard. That rock song you played was an abomination. May God have mercy on your soul for playing that. Amen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, Kenny, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I'm surprised you haven't let Doug on yet. I know you two are very close.
Well, yeah, he hasn't called in.
I am shocked. I am absolutely shocked. That is crazy. Is Dr. Peter Paul still on the line?
Yes, he is.
Dr. Peter Paul, I just want to thank you for giving me the information on the Ugandan orphanage. I've actually talked to the man over there about Kenny, and the time that Kenny spent working on that orphanage, and I will have more information as I continue the interview. We're doing it through email, so I just want to thank Dr. Peter Paul for that. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Cornelius. It was my pleasure. I did research. I have a website that gives me a list of all active and inactive orphanages. And through that, we were able to find several orphanages, and the one that you specifically requested, the Ugandan orphanage, which Dr. Fishman has himself. Dr. Fishman, were you involved, or did you start that orphanage? That orphanage.
I helped start it with a pastor that was in Uganda at the time. And which I tried to bring aid to them.
Kenny, why are you? I'm sorry, Dr. Peter Paul. What would you say your driving force behind giving the aid to the Ugandan orphanage? What would you say?
I didn't give any aid to any Ugandan orphanage people. I didn't have sex with them.
Dumbass. I didn't say AIDS. I said aid, as in A-I-D, as in money. Aid. Help, Kenny. Are you retarded? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm not retarded.
Kenny, what was your motivation behind helping the Ugandan people? That's my question. Did you have, a guiding message to help the Ugandans? Kenny, you're starting
already. I had a message from God to try to help if I could.
Okay, Kenny. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Kenny? Yes.
Are there any other callers on the line, brother?
Yes, there is.
Oh, are you going to take them? Do you want me to? I can get into this Ugandan stuff right now if you want, but I'm not done doing my research yet, so it wouldn't be a complete interview. It would just be what I've gotten so far. Do you want to get into that or no?
No, that's okay. We don't need to get into it.
All right, well, we'll save that for the next show. Amen.
All right. Okay, 510. You're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Ken.
Hello. Who do I have?
My name is Tommy Monahan. I'm a
hired
killer. I'm good. I'm a hired killer, and I kill people for money because it's a living. Mr. Fishman, can I get a prayer? I want to put in a prayer request for a man I just killed about 5 hours ago. He was also a pastor, but he was also stealing money from his flock members. I believe it was about $5,000. From a charity drive he orchestrated a few months back, and somebody hired me to kill him. I'm wondering if you put a prayer for him to at least get his soul across to the other side, if you will.
Yeah, I can say a prayer for him. Okay.
Thank you.
But you know, To murder is a sin.
Kenny, are you really gonna try to prophesize to an assassin right now? What is wrong with you? Just say the prayer.
I mean, he was a pretty bad man. I mean, there's a laundry list of things about him, but I don't want to get into it on the air. It's just he had to go.
I understand. I mean, it's the line of work you chose, brother.
Yeah, and one less scumbag off the street, if I say so.
Essentially, brother, that makes sense to me.
Yep. So if you'd be so kind.
Okay. Well, let's pray for this poor soul that was killed 5 hours ago. Okay. May he rest in peace. And may God find favor on him. Okay, for whatever he tried to do in life.
Kenny, this is the worst prayer I've ever heard. What? Come on, man. What's wrong? Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Kenny, you sound hammered, man. You stuttering. You can't say prayers correctly. You don't sound like yourself. What's going on with you, man? Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs.
All right. You just high on the Lord, right, Kenny?
Yeah, just high on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So,
Kenny,
may you take him up.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And deliver him from his fast and give him...
Kenny, what is this?
It's a prayer, okay?
Kenny, you are rambling. It sounds like your altar call. Have you tired and lonely?
Yeah, right.
Just...
Whatever.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
I got some
I'm
more
Kenny.
Callers here to bring on. Okay.
Hello? Oh.
Okay, let's see. Another one. One, you're on the air.
Kenneth, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sound a little off tonight. Are you
That's
really
awesome.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Johnny, thanks.
This is
Brad.
An anonymous caller.
Yeah.
Is it drugs or alcohol? Medicine? Are you off your medicine?
I am doing neither. No drugs, no alcohol.
You played a whole lot of music, and it was really
yeah,
odd
I know,
that you
I did.
Played
it
so
was
much.
Great.
I was worried that you may have that you died or something, or you wandered off and forgot the phone was still connected or something.
No, I didn't wander off.
Is Tony F. around?
Yes, he's sitting in the living room.
Okay. I'm glad you have someone there in case you have a medical emergency. I'd worry about you if you were alone.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about Uganda. Do you still have an active passport?
No, I do not, and I do not plan on going back to Uganda, or leave the country at all.
What about
okay?
Kenny, what about Pakistan? What about the Pakistani orphanage? Those people didn't get back.
That particular orphanage was opened up with a friend of mine from Pakistan. I was trying to help out, get him some funds.
Yeah, that's what you said about Uganda, too, though, Kenny. You said you were helping get them aid, AID.
Yeah.
And you did the same thing in Pakistan. So you just giving money. Where'd you get all this money, Kenny? How were you able to get all the money to help all these people? That's amazing.
Through people giving donations.
Oh. Okay.
Were they
Amen.
At a church? Were they at a church that you attended, or how did you come up with the donators here?
I think GoFundMe.
No,
probably.
It wasn't from a church from I attended. Okay, it's just talking to people. Okay, word of mouth. Okay, tell them about what we're trying to do. Okay, and I got donations okay to go and help them.
Amen.
What made you choose Uganda over the other nations of the world?
That's a great question.
Well, I mean, it's just that there was a lot of problems in Uganda at the time. Okay? A lot of children on the streets. Okay? It was just chaos.
In what year was this?
It was back in 2015.
2015, you were in Uganda?
No, I wasn't in Uganda. I was here in the States trying to help a pastor in Uganda.
Kenny, you said you went to Uganda before, though.
I did go to Uganda, but that was back a long time ago.
Oh,
what year? When?
What year did you go back? Or what year did you go?
I want to say it was back in 2002.
Did you have any language barrier when you went to Uganda? How did you navigate that?
Say what?
Did you have any language barriers in Uganda?
No,
what was
everybody
the language situation?
They spoke English.
Kenny, you went over there right after 9/11. You brave, brother. I mean, you said 2002, right?
Yep.
That's amazing, brother. Kenny, you got balls of steel.
What's your favorite Ugandan food that you had over there? What was the local specialty?
Excuse me?
Your favorite Ugandan food, Kenny?
I don't have a favorite Ugandan food.
What's something you ate while you were over there? What was a common meal when you were there?
Lots of rice and beans.
Well, rice and beans, really? That sounds like an
Asian
dish. That's more of an Asian dish.
Lots of rice and beans.
Are you sure you weren't in Puerto Rico?
No, I wasn't in Puerto Rico.
That rice and beans is also very common in the in Southern California among the California inmates. I don't recall seeing the African Americans eating the rice and beans unless it was not even the black bean pie. But
I thought the Ugandans ate like mud pies and stuff like that, Kenny. You ever eat a mud pie?
No, I've never ate a mud pie.
Well, that's good. Amen.
Okay, let's bring on our favorite caller. Okay.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Kenny's boyfriend's coming on. All right, bring him on, Kenny.
Okay, hello, Doug.
Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Shut up.
Still got the self-stop guy on the line.
I got everybody on.
Oh, great.
Shut up.
Oh, it's Mr. Longfellow right here, there.
Shut up.
A.K.A. Grover.
Shut up.
DC2.
Douglas, do you have anything to add?
Dr. Peter Paul Fauci.
Shut up.
No, I can't add nothing like you guys.
Shut up.
You know, I don't make up a bunch of lies.
Shut up.
You know what I mean?
Shut up.
I really enjoy it when Douglas calls me Fauci. I think it's cute, and it makes me proud of the work we've done that day. Someone with a mental retardation is aware of current events and can comprehend even the fact that that he too is a doctor. So Douglas, I am very proud of you. I love it. It gives me a small chuckle, but anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fox. Come on. And no one's going to say nothing.
So how's everybody?
No one knows the big news. Huh?
Doug, what event did you participate in the Special Olympics?
Johnny Longfeather doesn't know
shut
how
up,
to speak into his phone.
Shut up.
It's the microphone. You put that to your mouth
shut
and
up.
Then you speak in
shut
it.
Shut up. Shut up. Yep. You got a toddler's dick in your mouth. Shut up.
Ooh. Yeah, you're a very intelligent caller.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
It's not a toddler, Johnny. It's Kenny's dick, and he's just got a toddler's dick. That's all. It's just real small.
Or one of his daughter's vaginas.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Which reminds me, Douglas, how are your daughters doing? Have they asked of my whereabouts, or have they said about me, or any? Are they still eager to meet me as I am? Meet them, Douglas.
What was that? I didn't hear you. Want to say that clearly again, one more time?
Shut up.
I said, have your daughters ask about me, and do they still want to meet me? I'm looking forward to getting to know them a little bit better, not just over the phone.
I'm not sure I heard what you said. You want
Shut
to
up.
Repeat that again?
Shut up. He's speaking totally clearly.
Basically, he's saying he's going to fuck your daughters in a wooded area, dumbass. Get it in your head. With a blade. Amen.
Excuse me. You want to repeat that?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Here
hey,
we
Kenny,
go.
Kenny, next
Shut
show,
up.
Can I have a can of paint call in? Because it would be about as useful Doug. Or Douglas, sorry. Sorry, Douglas.
Douglas, I want to apologize. Just thinking about your daughters, I want to apologize for the massive erection I have right now. I do apologize for that, and I promise that I will not. If I do masturbate, I will not ejaculate till I actually till I get your permission, or at least from them. It will be consensual, but
Amen.
At least I'll try it the first two times, and then we'll go from there. But it's I have a bulge right now, and I apologize.
It's
Amen.
All right. Kenny has one too, right, Kenny? Kenny and Doug, they
no.
love each other.
No.
Amen.
Well, I'm sure DC
Amen.
Too, and Johnny
shut
Long
up, shut up, shut
too.
Up, shut up, shut up. Notice he can hear fine now.
It's his lover. He can always hear his lover talking.
Mm-hmm.
At least he admits it.
You gonna keep crying
shut
like
up,
little babies?
Shut
huh?
shut
mommy,
up.
Mom, shut up, mommy.
Nobody's crying,
you
dummy.
You
shut
need
up.
Your bottle.
Shut up. That makes no
you
sense. Pampers. Nobody's crying. That makes no sense either.
Yeah, saying shut up over and over makes
shut up.
Lots
shut
of sense.
Shut up.
It applies okay, I'll shut
you,
up
though.
Then. How's that?
Talking about
I'm shutting up now.
Apply. You needing to shut up.
Shut
that
up, shut
apply.
Up, shut up.
So Penny, was the
shut up, shut
orphanage?
Up, shut up, shut up, shut up. You see how annoying it is? It's not funny. It's not cute.
She wants to rape your daughters. Daughter rape.
Well, that's fine. He can say what he wants, but he better hope that nothing like that happens.
Here comes the death threats. Here comes the death threats.
No, no. That was the old dog.
Over up on the hill, and if you come
on
the
hill, that was the old dog.
Come up on the mountain.
I only got two brain cells, and they're fighting each other right now.
Shut up.
Shut up. You find the raccoons yet?
Pastor Ken, are you getting what you hoped out of taking his call? Is it working out for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does it every night. Love
yeah.
it.
No,
it
I
got
don't.
People. It got people.
I wait until the end of the show to call in.
The unfortunate lie
shut
of
up,
where you're on a mission.
Shut up,
so we got
shut
the
up, shut up,
subject
shut up,
change.
Shut up,
good.
Shut up.
We're
shut
not
up,
talking about you.
Shut up,
anymore.
Shut up, shut up.
We got some mission to come.
Shut up, shut up.
You don't
you
say shut up
yet?
When someone's not
talking. Did you get
talking.
My point yet? Did you get the point
no, I
yet?
I couldn't,
shut up,
I couldn't
shut
hear
up,
you.
Shut up.
You look rather foolish when you're saying it and no one's talking. That's the issue. Why aren't you
I'm
saying it now?
So bad, Douglas. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Candace walked away.
What did you say? You say you're stupid, Dr. Fauci? Huh?
Imagine
you're wearing your mask? You got your earplugs and your goggles? Dr. Fauci, you got your goggles?
Can't hear you.
And maybe put
shut
your mic
up.
To their throat so it's consensual. But I'm just going to ask them to say no or stop, even if they do want it, just to... It makes me be erect a lot longer if I think they're resisting. So it's going to be the path less traveled, needless
okay.
to say. But it's going to be worth it for all parties involved. And I'll make sure that they enjoy it. And I
well,
dinner will be bought for them. I can have them home before.
Let me tell you,
Mr.
Fouch. Hey, Mr.
This
Scott.
Comes a threat. Peter Paul, make
here
sure you blow your load
threat.
All over the face, too.
Oh, that's a
good
threat.
Good for the skin.
Oh, you have a knife. They have guns. That's not a threat. Just a fact.
Here we go.
You have a knife. They have guns.
What
well,
are
they
in?
Have legs, and they spread them off.
Bend to the shooting range. Know all about it.
One road
it's
going to
be
one
so
road
wonderful.
Road.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Are they named Doug Jr.?
Doug named Doug Jr.? That'd be great.
No.
Can you imagine that?
What, Doug Jr.? That is good.
Shut up.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Shut up.
Well, we're going to say,
amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's
what about
right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, and we're getting ready to shut it down here. So I want to say God bless everybody for calling in tonight. Everybody on the chat room. Okay.
Yeah. Say a prayer.
Douglas,
can
I call you dad or father-in-law?
Retarded.
Okay, so all of you have a blessed night. Okay.
Say
retarded.
A prayer for Tony Talk.
Retarded.
I'm going to have
my he's
going to
need it.
Like
amen.
And love it.
Retarded.
It's gonna be in
retarded.
Head injury.
Retarded.
Okay, well, God bless y'all. Good night.
Head injury.
Retarded.
God bless you. Amen.
Doctor Peter Paul gonna blow his load all over your daughter's face. Oh.